Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just tried to do an order from you guys, and fraud called me from my card number and said that you guys had improperly used my card. I want you all to eliminate my information. I can give you the order number. Eliminate my information from your system because it's fraudulent. And if it's not done, he told me to contact the DA. So you guys need to get my information out of your system, please. Because this is fraudulent. I'm supposed to be ordering a hype watch. Come on, hold on. I'm paying for somebody's dinner in Nevada. You may not be.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You said, hold up. You're paying. You paid for somebody's who?
Dinner in Nevada.
Dinner?
Yes, ma'am. They used my card to pay for somebody's dinner in Nevada for $18.95. I was supposed to be ordering a hype watch for $5.97 with the shipping, guaranteed shipping, $1.95, $7.72. So they charged me that $7.72 and then also the $18. And the fraud people gave me your number. And they told me to call
you. Let me pull it up. Yeah, let me pull it up for you. Yeah, I'm sure it's not going to be for anybody's food. Yeah, that's probably going to be for somebody else.
He said it said food on the card, but he said they just put miscellaneous things together and it said food in Nevada. I live in California. He said they just be doing stuff. He said what happens is somebody probably picked into their site and stole your information, and while you verifying them. Do you guys sell hype watches?
Yeah, we have hype watches. Let me get you pulled up because I'm sure it probably showed up under that, but that's not what it's going to be for. Let me tell you what it was for. Give me one.
Yeah, because I didn't order it. And anyway, they said they're not going to let it go through, but
that's fine. Yeah, let me get you pulled up. What's your zip code?
94536.
Yeah, you're the first one to say anything about food. I was like, food? What in the world? No, we don't want to buy no food for
$18. Yeah, yeah, what they said, $7.92, and they said that's from a jewelry store, and then they said
$18.
Oh, what? Yep, from a jewelry store.
Where are they getting these accusations from? Let me definitely get this pulled up, because I've never heard of this. What's your first and last name?
Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, last name is Ross, R-O-S-S.
Okay, and then verify your address for security purposes.
35638 Chaplin Drive, Fremont, California, 94536.
Thank you. So I have an account, pull it up here. Look, what that is for, okay, I see it. It's for the smartwatch originally, what you signed it for. That's the shipping for $7.92. And then the $18.94, that's for the earbuds. That's not for food. That's why when you said that, I was like, hold up, no.
Yeah, I did not order that. I did not want no earbuds. I did not I didn't want any of that mess. I was just trying to, because you guys, and also I called USP. I got you guys from USP. It said that you have to do a survey on USPS. I did the survey, and then they said, oh, you can get this for $5.97. So I said, okay. And then I called USPS. They said they didn't even send a survey. I said, so all this shit is fake. Everything is fake.
Oh, see, we don't know anything about that part. Yeah, I don't know about the U.S. Postal Service part.
So would you take my information out of your system? That's what they told me to actually do. In addition, I'm going to have my card changed, but he said they'll use it, do it. I don't know how he know your number. He must contact you before. Anyway,
Oh God.
Them to eliminate your information from their site.
Oh, it looks like here. Okay, I see you already spoke with someone. So it looks like, okay, let me see, customer.
I spoke to Tiffany.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, so what happened? So if you spoke to both of them, why did you have to call back?
Because they told me it was only $7.92, but the credit card said they tried to put the $18.95.
No, that didn't go through. It didn't. No, the only thing you paid was $7.92. No, they didn't charge you $18.94. That was for earbuds, and that declined. So the only thing you paid was just the shipping for the watch. That's it.
So should I be expecting the hype watch or what?
Yeah, you'll get the watch, and that's it, and you'll pay for the shipping, and we'll just go ahead and cancel it out for you due to you know, the information that you received from your fraud company. Yeah, so give me one second. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, yeah. Like I said, no, it's not. You see, what happens is when you order through these third parties, whenever they bill you, it shows up under a different name because they go through different companies. So that's why it's confusing. That's why they told you it was for food and something else, because that probably is what showed up. But that's why when you told me, I said, no, I figured it was for a watch and earbuds. But, yeah, you have to be careful. If you don't decline those offers when it pop up, they'll add it to your order, and you probably didn't even pay any attention.
Yeah, no, I pay careful attention, and it wouldn't allow me to decline it. So if that's you guys.
Oh, it didn't? Oh, okay. My bad.
It would. You should try going on your site.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on there because I want to see this. Because we don't, when y'all tell us this stuff, we don't have, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you probably, it's probably your product, correct? So if it's your product and you, are you offering this Hype phone? I mean, the Hype watch, you're offering it, right?
Yeah, we're the company. Yeah, we're the company that you're purchasing from. Yes.
Okie dokie. So now you guys need to go onto your site.
Uh-huh.
And it did not see what I didn't put in www. Dot. What came up is, okay, like I told you, it says PSP survey.
Okay.
I took the survey. They said, oh, choose your item. And then they had this new Hype watch. And I said, okay, I'll choose it. They said, now all you got to do is pay for the shipping. And so they came up to $5.97. They said, now if you want that, make sure they don't put it on the side of your porch and stuff. Just put $1.95 and make sure it comes to your door and you can find it. I said, oh, okay, that sounds cool. $7.92. I can live with that. And then they wouldn't let me go any further. And then it made me put my card information in there. And then it wouldn't let me go any further. Then it's some rush order after they, you know, you can't go anywhere. And then you just say, click that one, and then you look at your final ticket, which I have a copy of. I'd be glad to send to you so you can see what they did. If you want me to email it to you or text it to you, I can show you. And it comes up to 20. I said, oh, heck no. Oh, no. So that's when I went to call them. You call them the numbers back that was on the site. And then when I didn't get no justice, my people contacted me. Mission Lane, my cardholder contacted me, said fraudulent activity on your card. And it threw up a fraud, and so that's how. And then he gave me your number and everything.
Okay, you're right. Well, yes, ma'am. What I'll have to do is, like I said, see, when I go, I don't order, you know, things from my own company because it's usually not things that I want to purchase. But yeah, I'm gonna do that. See, that's the thing. See, it's probably not gonna show up for me as it did for you because see, yours came through an advertisement to the U.S. Postal Service. See, if I do it, it's just gonna direct me straight to the website.
Right,
you see,
right.
So I'm still not gonna be able to tell what it's actually
doing.
What
if I send you a copy of the USP thing that they sent me? I can text it to you or email it to you, and then you can go on and do exactly what I did, and then you'll see what they're doing to your business. They bad mouthing you, girl. You got to get on there.
Are they back? Oh, God. Tell them, don't badmouth us. I'm sure we got a lot
that's
of that going on.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. So now, if you give me your email, I'll email you the UPS that they sent me. I'll just forward it to you. Or either I can text it to you since I have your phone number. Would you like me to text it? I can just take a picture of it and text it to you.
No, the number here, no, we can't give out our number. The number here is for the company.
Oh.
So, yeah, we can't do it. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
I know. I'll figure it out. I'll go on there. Trust me. I'll figure it out. I know how to work for this.
You took my information out of that system?
Yeah, yeah. I got you canceled out. You want to write down your cancellation number?
Please. And I'm going to need a name now. You're going to have to give me a name because this is documented. Because the man told me if you don't get satisfaction, call DA. So please.
You can get my name. My name is Lakin. Yeah, we can give you our name. It's no issue.
Spell your name.
My name is Lakin. It's
Lakin. Lakin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the number you want to give me, Lakin?
It's just your cancellation number.
Okay, cancellation number. Okay,
uh-huh.
What is it, please?
All right, it's going to be 0.
0.
A as in apple.
A.
0.
Okay, 0.
2-9.
0-2-9.
Mm-hmm. A as in apple.
Oh, it's going to be the same number that I had for an order number. Sounds like it.
Yeah, it is. Zero.
Oh, girl, come on. The same exact number. I already
Eight.
Have that number.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, that's all you need. Whatever you, whenever you sign up and they send you that confirmation email, once you cancel it, that becomes your cancel because you're basically canceling out what you purchased.
Okie dokie. So I should not expect anything then.
Yes, that is correct. It's canceled. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so nothing went on my card. Okie dokie then. Thank you, Lakin.
All right, you're so welcome. If you have any other issues, call us back at this number.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thank you.